Paul, should we start with the transfer movement? Wheels are starting to turn. Yeah. And obviously, good news to get Andy Vyman in, a player you know pretty well.
I think it's great for the club. I think he fits the criteria, the type of player I look for with his energy. And as I say, my first year at Aston Villa, I think he scored 12 or 13 goals from a wide area. Mm. Him and Benteke and Gabby at that time were in a hot streak. And to get 12 goals from a wide area in the Premier League is no mean feat. So I think we... And plus, not at the start, his general game was great. As I said, his energy was great, his enthusiasm was great. And I'm delighted he's here because I know exactly what we'll get from him.
Yes, I mean, when you would know, obviously, far better than the rest of us, having worked with him in detail there. I always felt at Villa, you know, he had rather bad luck with injuries, I think, before you got there. Yeah. And then seemed to flourish and really enjoy his, you know, his football, and you got the best out of him.
I think the front three, maybe Christian, Gabby and Andy at that time were... As I said before, in the first year, we were on a hot streak. The three of them were excellent. And it's hard to get goals from a wide area. And Christian was the main focal point of it. And yeah, he went on to bigger and better things. Mm. And Andy was great. And obviously, I left. And Andy gets his move to Derby. And I think it just never really happened for him from there for one reason or another. No fault anybody's. Sometimes moves don't work. Sure. And sometimes they do. And we've given him a chance to get his career going as well, and I think, as I said before, he fits into the criteria and what I look for in players.
And he's quite versatile, isn't he? I mean, he can play around the sort of front areas, which is, I imagine, he's very handy.
Anywhere on the front, he can play. He can play either flank, he can play in behind, he can play up top. So versatility is fantastic, and I think we've been, as I said before, we've been unbalanced. I think since I've come in here, and it's just another little piece that can help us.
Other wheels turning as well, because you have managed to, I don't know whether you've created enough space yet in the squad, and the theme you've talked about since you came in, but you've created a little bit of breathing space anyway.
Regarding what?
Well, one or two players have left in various ways.
Lads, I think, needed games as well. I think that was important for them. As I said before, when you have 30-odd players to try and train, it's too difficult to train, and I think if you ask nearly every manager in the world, they would say the same. It's difficult to train that amount of people. And one or two, you've just got to make a call on that they can either play for you there or they can't. And as I said before, one or two guys, I think, had to leave for their own career and get games.
So with a player like Jed Wallace, for example, who we know has some talent, but obviously struggling to get opportunities here at the moment, would that, a loan like that, give him an opportunity both to try and flourish there in the future, or maybe yet impress and come back here at some point in the future? Who knows?
There's both in it, Mike. There's both. I think that it gives him an opportunity to go and play as well, get his career up and running. I'm not one to have people been stagnant at a football club, and I don't think it's healthy for anybody. We're trying to treat everybody the right way and respectful, and let them go and let them go and play. And I think what's happening here, the lads are playing really well, and the emergency of the younger ones, that's creating an issue as well with the younger kids staking a claim for it. So, and I've just got to have a judgment where I think who can do it and who can't. And as I said, the emergency, Morgan, Connor, Bright coming through, it gives you more in a good way, a good problem.
Yes. Do you want or need any more in this month?
If I can get one or two in, and I think it's right, and as I said before, we can't go mad and spend an incredible amount of money, and people should, I think, we've got to realise, because we've got new owners, and what happened in the summer, as I said before, is a different issue, and you've got to be really careful that you don't put the club in trouble, which is important for everybody, and so if we can do little bits here and there, then it's something I'll try and do.
Feels like a much more bouncy place just at the moment. Obviously, winning a local derby does any club good, clearly. Yeah. But the feeling around the place at the end of that game last week was quite something. You were revelling in it.
Do you know, since I've came, I felt it.
Yeah.
In the first, I can't quite put my finger on it why it's like the way it is, but it's an incredible. You can't buy it. That's for sure. You can't buy that feeling of the way the club is going at the minute. And I think that's important to keep hold of. We're in this moment, we're in the right good place, the right good situation for us. is really healthy. Small steps, we are so far behind the where they want to be, but the feeling, you're right, the feeling in the crowd and the players and everybody behind the scenes, we all seem to be pulling in the same direction. We don't have any animosity or any ill feeling towards anybody. But in this moment, in this situation, we're in a good place.
I would imagine lots of things contribute to that. Good results help, obviously.
Yeah.
But tell me if I'm wrong, it's part of a sort of virtuous circle. But you need good people to make that happen, the right character of people.
The right character, which is vital. I think it's huge. I think that and I think if you ask the players themselves, that they feel close together. And it's not just the lads that play. It's the ones that don't maybe play as much that are important as well. And I think they, even the lads on the bench, you can see it. There's an incredible togetherness there to try and get you through games, whether you're a sub or whether you come on. Or I expect you to do the same. And what actually happened at Stoke is the lads that did come in proved to me that they can come in without any issues, and they can play equally as good as the lads that have been playing.
They've done well. And so to another one of your own clubs, and a place at Norwich where, I mean, that was you really took a lot of people's notice in your career, didn't you? And things really moved on in your managerial career, aren't they?
I think I'm really looking forward to going down.
Yeah.
I really am. And it's the first time in a few years I've been looking forward to going down. What we've done there was extraordinary. I'm looking forward to seeing some friendly faces. That has been really good with me. As I said, Alan Armour's down there, and I'm looking forward to seeing him. I work with Blackburn. But it's the first time in a long while I'm probably looking forward to going down. And things have changed, the club's moved on. And we had three incredible years. It's hard for me to explain what it was like. And I'm looking forward to seeing some of the lads that played under me. I think they're the catalyst of it. The lads that played, the ones that are still there, and the ones that have left the club and went on to do great things for themselves. And even the lads I've met, they've went to different clubs. They still talk about the Norwich days. Mm. And they were a big part of it. And to be fair, the crowd were fantastic with it. They drove the club and they drove the players on. And we had three incredible years.
Yeah, it's quite a place, isn't it? Because people who've never been kind of sometimes get the audience a little bit of an out-of-the-way place. But actually, when you're there, the place fizzes around the football club, doesn't it? It really does.
It does. And as I said before, they all come and watch it. And when I went in, I think we were in League One, and I think we were second bottom, and we were dear.
Your
dear
club had just hammered them, hadn't they?
Colchester had won 7-1, and they... But I remember the fan base that day, and it was full, and it was a mass of yellow, and it was a really nice atmosphere and things like that, and it was surreal what was going on at that time. So that was fine. But the actual after that, whenever I went there, 3 weeks later, 4 weeks later, whatever it was, and we're sitting second bottom, and the club really struggling financially, really struggling, and I never really knew how dangerous it was in the position financially, and we managed to work through it and get one or two results that maybe kept the banks away from them, and that bought us a bit of time. Lads got promoted incredibly, it was brilliant, and then we done it again the following year, and then the following year we finished, I think, joint 10th, and that's the 3 years probably gave the club what it is today. And that's testament to the supporters and testament to the players that I had.
Your squad at the moment, you've got obviously carrying still one or two injuries hanging around, but mostly how are we looking this week?
I think one or two little knocks from the other day, but what you tend to find is everyone want to play. And
it's funny that teams play.
yeah, and we've got that small game next week up at Anfield, so it's at the minute. Yeah, I can't ask for any more. We're in a really see this situation at the minute. At this minute in time, I speak to you, we're playing well. Mm. It can change, but this minute we are. As I said before, I love watching this. I think we're exciting. Might not win every game. We're going to do into a really, really good team. Okay, they're under severe pressure,
sure,
because I think Norwich City should be should be at least in the top three with the resources I've got and the players I've got. And, but there seems to be things maybe not so happy there. But I'll take my own team down there. Mm-hmm. And I know it's going to be difficult, and I know things can go against us. But we're going there with so much confidence, it's great. And as I said before, I love watching us.